Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
We've been talking about goals. We've been in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul is talking here, and he says in verse 24, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize." So our goal is the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training, he says. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. "Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I have this goal. I'm running. I got a purpose. There's a meaning." You know, in Job chapter 6, verse 11, a lot of bad things happened to Job. He says in Job 6:11, he says, "What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospect that I should be patient?" Job says this in Job verse 11, "I do not have the strength to endure it." Have you ever felt like that? "I don't know if I'm going to make it," he's saying. "I don't have the strength to endure." Job was saying, "I do not have a goal that encourages me to carry on." You have to have a goal to keep on going. And run in such a way, he says, Paul does, to get the prize. To run like you know what the prize is. And that prize is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That prize is heavenward. I pray today that you will run in that way, not seeing all the chaos and the troubles in life, but trusting Christ this day. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you. Help us to have goals that will keep us going in the way of you. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.